This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is leading a meeting Monday of the country's crisis committee to address travel in and out of Britain, especially freight. On Sunday, several countries in Europe and the Middle East banned air travel from Britain because of concerns over a mutant strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading rapidly in England this month. France has barred all travel, including all freight carriers, for 48 hours starting Sunday night. That shut down the tunnel under the English Channel, through which pass thousands of trucks per day, and also the port of Dover, which also closed its ferry terminal. Dover is one of Britain's busiest ports. It has seen extra traffic ahead of Brexit. Britain is to leave the EU in less than 2 weeks and so far is without a trade deal. Ireland, Italy, Austria, Belgium, and the Netherlands have also banned flights from Britain over the new coronavirus variant. Canada, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Israel have followed suit. Other countries are considering a flight ban as the European Union met to discuss what to recommend. The strain has turned up outside of Britain. Italy's foreign minister said Sunday that a case has been identified in Rome, and the World Health Organization said 9 cases have been detected in Denmark, and 1 each in the Netherlands and Australia. The new variant is 70% more transmissible, according to British Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Government scientists say they can't guarantee the new strain won't affect the effectiveness of vaccines. They're working to establish what the impact may be. An expert committee has put people 75 and older in the United States and essential workers like firefighters, teachers, and grocery store workers next in line for COVID-19 shots as a second vaccine began distribution in hospitals. This is VOA News.